Hello, hello. All right, you guys. I'm on my way to the chiropractor because two weekends ago, we were invited to my CEO's island and his ranch. My CEO owns an island, and this is the second time we've been able to go. The first time was for a wedding, and then this time was by special invitation. And anyways, just we were on total of, let me think, one, two, three, four different flights, hours in the car. Not that I'm complaining, but it just was havoc on my body. And so going to the chiropractor has just helped so much. But I want to just share with you guys my story because, you know, I've been talking to so many people, and I think that, like, you know, I've been a part of this company. I've been a part of It Works now for going on like 4.5 years. And I don't know, sometimes, I don't know why I don't just share my story more. I don't know. But I think it's something that needs to be heard, because I just want all of you to know that if I can, you know, be where I am right now, that so can you. So, you know, I'm 28 and I've got two kids. I have a 5-year-old boy and a 10-month-old little girl. And I've been with my husband for 10 years. Now, I want you to know that being in a relationship is just something that I wasn't expecting really for my life. You know, my mom had me when she was 18 years old, and her and I have never, ever, ever been close. And I don't really ever talk about that, but we're not. Like, we are not two peas in a pod by any means. And to this day, it's just, I don't know. So, but from the time I was 7 years old, I didn't see my dad anymore. And he was a terrible, terrible, abusive person. And that immediately was my interpretation of a man. And I just kind of knew. I'm very observant. And that's one thing that I pray that I pass on to my children, is that they're very observant and that they're able to learn from other people's mistakes, because it really just helps us avoid problems, right? And so from just a small age, I just witnessed a lot of things, you know. My mom working 3 jobs, but having bad spending habits, and also these 3 jobs never being enough to support us, right? Because, you know, it just was never enough. When I would come home from school and there would be red slips in the mail saying, we're going to turn off your electric, the water wouldn't be working. Eventually, we just started going without things. We did not have a home phone. We did not have cable. We did not have internet. So it was like basically impossible for me to do my schoolwork. And I didn't have anybody there to help me with my schoolwork. My mom wasn't there. She was working, or she was with her boyfriend. So, it was just tough. And from a small age, I pretty much just realized how I didn't want to live the rest of my life. I thought, like, this is me depending on someone else to take care of me. I want to just be able to take care of myself. That's all I wanted. You know, my friends would give me their clothes in high school. I had a friend named Jessica who'd give me bags of her clothes, and they didn't fit like perfect, but it didn't matter as long as I had something. You know, I had a friend named Renee my freshman year of high school who, bought me lunch every day. She would buy me a bag of chips and a juice, and it blew my mind that this girl's parents had enough money. I think it was like 75 cents for chips and $1.25 or something like that for the drink. So every day she spent $2 to help me, like, so I could eat. And it blew my mind. You guys, we were so broke. It blew my mind that this girl, her girl's parents had $2 extra every single day that she was willing to give to me. I couldn't give anything to anybody. Like, I didn't ever want to share anything because I always felt like I didn't have enough, you know? And so I graduated from high school. I started working full-time at the pizza place that I was working at forever. I was like, I'm ready to go in full-time. Like, I couldn't afford to go to college, nor did I want to go away to college because I knew I couldn't afford it. At that point, I didn't even have a car yet. I didn't get a car or my license until I turned 18, and that was behind my mom's back when she was in New York, because she's a control freak and she wouldn't let me. I just wanted to be independent. Like, I just wanted to be independent. So I turned 18. I met my husband, who was my boyfriend at the time. 2 months later, we moved out with each other, and I was working full-time at this pizza place. And you guys, it was so hard. Him and I were keeping our money separate. You know, like, he tried to take on most of the bills, but I still had to pay $250 for my portion of the rent and try to, you know, whatever. And whenever I would get paid, I moved my bills around. I changed the date of my bills to, you know, go with like when I got paid. So I would get paid, let's say Friday, Saturday, all my bills would be due. So I would have about $30 left after all of my bills were due, and that's all I had. You know, and that was it. That was normal. You know, like I was living paycheck to paycheck or less. And so I remember when Christmas would come around, our first Christmas, and Will was like, I want this and I want this and I want this. I'm like, I don't really care what you want. Like, I can't get this stuff for you. So he bought his own Christmas presents, put it on a credit card. I didn't have credit cards at the time. And he put his own Christmas gifts on his credit card, and I paid him back over time went by. Like, that's just how, like, things were, you know what I mean? And so I went to cosmetology school, and through my grandpa, like, randomly helping me pay, I had a $17,000 loan. My loan didn't cover, like, $7,000 of it or something like that. All right, there was $17,000 to go to beauty school. $7,000 of it was not covered by loans because even though I wasn't living with my mom, she made too much money. So they didn't cover it all. So I had to pay $250 every month while I was going to school. I was working two jobs, the pizza place and at a beauty salon. And it was just tough. It was so tough, but I was determined. I wanted to own my time, own my schedule, be able to make tips. I thought, like, I will literally just work my life away. Like, I will be at the salon open to close. Like, at least worst case scenario, this is something that I enjoy doing, you know, and at least I'll be happy and I'll get out of this pizza place and whatever. And maybe someday I'll own my own salon. So I graduated school when I was 21. And the next day I had a job. Within 6 months, I became a manager. And I thought, this is it. This is where my life is supposed to be. I was, for the first time, Will was working construction, so he was making good money. We were not married yet, still living together. And on Wednesdays, I would be off. And I would try to run around as much as I could. And my grandma and I would go and we would have lunch at the Olive Garden, endless soup and salad or pasta, whatever it is. Soup and salad, I think it's like $7. And I fell on top of the world. Like, I have seven extra dollars every week to go and eat lunch with my grandma. And I thought it was amazing. So life is good. I'm a manager. You know, we're like just making it, which was more than I could say for when I was growing up. And Will and I got married. We were going to have this big wedding, and trying to save for it was impossible. Impossible. We had $1,500 saved up. And so we decided to say, screw it. We got married at the courthouse. We took that $1,500. We banked some of it, put it in our savings account, and we bought ourselves a bed because we were sleeping on this old Sleep Number bed that a friend of mine had given us that the air chambers didn't hold air anymore. So we were sleeping on this bed because we couldn't afford to buy ourselves a bed. And it was literally dipped down. It was insane. So we got married. And a month later, I found out I was pregnant. It was shocking. Because never in my life when I was playing house, I was working. I was, like, you know, working my fake cash register on my piano and you know, bagging groceries in my grandma's kitchen. Like, I never imagined having children. I did not play house. I did not do those things. I wanted to be independent. I felt like growing up, I couldn't rely on anybody else to take care of me. Like, they weren't doing a good job. Why in the hell would I want to take care of anybody else? And so I told everybody, don't worry. I'm a manager. This is, like, what I've worked for. I've dreamt my whole life to just live paycheck to paycheck and not have to, like, have red slips in the mail. Like, everything's good. 2 weeks after I had this baby, like, I'll give them to a babysitter. I'm coming back. No problem. So while I'm pregnant, Will was working construction. I started having complications. I started bleeding. And next thing you know, we're going to specialists every 2 weeks to measure my baby because there was something wrong. And Will ended up losing his job. We lost insurance. So here he was working all these part-time, like, side jobs, delivering pizza, you know, trying to work, like, you know, do roofing or, you know, plow and move snow and stuff like that just so we could have some extra money. And I'm like, my income was like our for sure income. And so I go to have this baby. And it literally takes 7 seconds to just completely change your whole entire life. I push this little baby out. They set him on my chest. And it was so overwhelming. Like, it was so overwhelming, the love that I had for this child. Like, I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't. I just, honestly, I wasn't. And I remember I spent the next 2 months. I just pushed my maternity leave as far as I could, because as long as I came back within 2 months, I was guaranteed my manager position. And I spent 2 months every single day bawling my eyes out, wondering, how in the hell am I going to leave this kid? Like, this isn't just, oh, you know, like, I wanted to be independent so much and not have to rely on anybody rely on me. I mean, I was really waiting for Will to leave me at any given moment. Like, really, because that's what men do. That's what men do. And here's this baby. And Will said, when are you going back to work? I can't do this. Like, I'm not making enough money. There's only so many hours in the day. I can only make so much money. And I remember calling my grandma and saying, I'm not going back to my manager position. I cannot be away from him like this. And I remember for the first time in my life being afraid to tell Will something, which I just tell him things. Like, I've been through too much crap in my life to keep things to myself. If I'm feeling a certain way, I just say it. And I said, I'm stepping down. And he said, how can you do this to me? And, you know, and I was like, what do you mean? And I felt like he was against me being a mom, but really he was saying, like, I'm trying as hard as I can to provide for us. And he was feeling less than, you know? So, stepped down from my position, started working, open to close Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I was dropping my son off at a babysitter who I absolutely fucking hated. And I will say that word. I hated it. I hated dropping him off there. It was terrible. Every day, dropping him off. I hated it. I hated myself. And I had people telling me, just stay home. Just make it work. Just coupon. Just do whatever you got to do. Just stay home. I'm like, you don't understand. I can't. So my husband ended up getting a job with the railroad. And a couple different things happened at my job. Moving salons and trying to live closer so I didn't have to be away so much. And I ended up not having a job anymore. My manager told me, the owner of the salon told me, your schedule around your son isn't working for me anymore. And I will never, those words will forever ring in my ears. And I was kind of like, bitch, like, what? And she hated kids. She hated kids. If Levi ever came into the, she just literally hated kids. That's what it was. She just hated children. Like, really. And, so I just didn't know what the heck I was going to do, you know? And when we had Levi, he was born in August. We moved the month before we had him so we could afford where we were living. 3 months after we moved, he was just a couple months old, we had to move again because we got our first water bill. And it was like $300. And I'm like, we can't live here. We can't afford our water. This is amazing. This is amazing. So my stepdad at the time, you know, was driving to work, and he found this little house that was for rent, this little apartment that was for rent, on his way to work. And he told us about it, and I'm like, Will, we gotta go. I mean, this was like truly our saving grace. This changed everything. And so we go to view this apartment. It's this old man, and we're walking around, and it is freaking ice cold in there. And I thought, oh, it's just cold because he doesn't have the heat on, because it's this little old farm guy who was attached to their apartment. And so he says, I don't want a security deposit. I don't want your first and last month's payment. I just want you to move in. And I remember going into the bathroom and just breaking down that he said that to us, because I remember standing there and like asking him, so what about, we looked at each other and we're like, well, what about first month's rent and like security deposit? Because we had put down $850 first and last month's rent and security deposit down on where we were just living. And they told us if something happened that they would give it back to us. And then of course, when something happened, they were not willing to give it back to us. So we had nothing. We had nothing. And he said, I don't want that. So we moved in. And Levi's first Christmas, this time of year always means much to me, because you guys, even though growing up we had nothing, it was just my mom and I, she always made Christmas as magical as possible. So I thought, if that woman could do it, and I thought she sucked so bad, that she just sucked it up, that if she could do it financially, then sure, I could too. And here I found ourselves the week of Christmas, you guys. It is the week. We move in the middle of freaking winter. And I have my sweet little baby who changed my world, who meant everything to me. And I couldn't even give him a damn Christmas. I couldn't give him a tree. I couldn't give him a present. I gave him nothing. He had nothing. And I felt like, thank God he's only 4 months old. Thank you, because I couldn't, like, the day that I tell him, and I haven't told him yet. I haven't told him about his first Christmas. And I don't want to tell him. And I know that it doesn't matter, but it meant everything to me. It was terrible. I remember buying this little book, and it's an ornament, and it's supposed to be like my Christmas memories for your kids. And I got it the next year, and I remember writing in it, and it said, "My first Christmas," and I just wrote, "You had nothing." And I felt terrible, and I said to myself, "I will never, ever, 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 we will never do this again, ever, never." My son's birthday came in August of the next year, and he didn't have this fabulous birthday party. I went to the Dollar Tree, and I bought this stupid happy birthday sign. It was like letters, and it wasn't even spelt right. It had like three P's and no A in happy, and I was like, awesome, God hates me. Like, God hates me. Here I am, I lived this as a kid, always being embarrassed of not having things and not being able to do things, and this is the life I'm giving to my kid, and it's completely different when you were the kid on that end. Like, you guys might sit here and say, "I'm broke and I can't give my kids things," but your kids are watching you. You don't understand. Your kids are watching you. They know you're fucking broke. They know you can't pay your bills. They know. You might think they don't know. They know. At 5 years old, I knew what a red slip meant in the mail. I knew. So if you're sitting here thinking that you're pulling the wool over your kids' eyes, you're not. You're not. I knew. Okay? So here's his first birthday. My grandma made a roast. I made a pitiful funfetti cake for my son's birthday. And Will comes in the living room and he said, "Where are the drinks?" I said, "We can't afford drinks, Will. We can't afford drinks. They're drinking water. Our crappy ass well water. That's what they're drinking." And he looked at me, and he was so embarrassed. He goes, "I cannot believe you would not have something for people. I'm not giving my family water." So he went with his dad, and they went and put beer and pop on a credit card. Okay? And I was so pissed at him. I hated him so much. I said, "How can you do this? Like, we need this. Like, we're like paying our bills on a credit card. We're putting our bills on a credit card, and then we're paying for our bills for like a year." Like, it was so stupid. So I went and put my son to bed, and I'm holding his clothes, his little preemie clothes, because when we had him, he was only 5 pounds, even though he was full term. I remember sitting in this rocking chair. I said, "I'm not a bad person. I don't know what I did to deserve this life. I don't know what I did as a little kid to, like, even as a little kid, I didn't do anything wrong. I don't know why I live life like this." And I said, "God, this is not my life. I'm not doing this. What do I need to do? Like, what will give? My husband's working as much as he can, and I don't want to leave my son. I want to be a good mom." And so I put Levi to bed, and the next day, I popped in my mind, and it was work from home. I said, okay. Now, I knew growing up, my mom tried to sell, you know, some makeup and stuff like that. It never worked, so I knew of this industry. So I went on a hunt, and I took our internet that, like, barely worked. You guys, it worked. It was $15 a month. That's the only reason why we had it. And it worked for, like, 5 minutes every 25 minutes. It was terrible. And so I sat there and I started looking for things I could do. I looked everything, makeup, jewelry, candles, pots and pans, purses. You can sell beef jerky, clothes, everything. I know it all. And nothing. I was like, I'm not looking for hobby money. I'm not looking for just like right now money. Like, when I was going through beauty school, I tried selling makeup and I tried selling jewelry. I mean, you know, just to help make some extra money, because like I said, like, you can only squeeze so much juice out of a lemon. Like, you only have so many hours in your day. Like, you can't squeeze more hours out. You have to try to make more with the time you have. And so I kept searching and I gave up. I searched for a few weeks, and the next day I was on a mom group, And this woman messages me and said, could you use some extra money? And I said, yes. And so she said, I sell wraps on Groupon and Living Social, and it's very easy. I was like, I mean, I can sell things on Groupon and Living Social. Like, what the hell's the difference? I had already called our TV and shut it off. I had already told, you know, people that if you can't lower our bills, that I have to cancel you. We were already couponing in order to buy food. I was making my own laundry soap. I had, you know, washed clothes in my bathtub. What the hell is selling some crap on Groupon, you know? So I didn't pay my T-Mobile bill. I took that money and I started my business. I waited 3 days before I got started. That was on a Sunday and I joined on a Wednesday. I waited 3 days and I went on YouTube and I searched It Works scam and I searched all these words and I was trying to look for all of these reasons why I shouldn't do this as like a sign. And all I found was nothing but good stories of women being able to come home and pay their bills and a woman telling me she was a millionaire, which I thought she was out of her damn mind. And so I got started. And I remember telling my husband what I did. And he looked at me like deer in headlights. And he said, why are you so stupid? Again, you're going to try this again? You're going to waste our money? And he said, you can't quit until you make your money back. And I said, fine. Because something had changed in me. Because I lived through my son's first Christmas. And I was bound and determined, knowing how that felt on the child side, that my son would never feel like that. That it would never do that to his heart. And so I got started and I said, if I can make $200 a month, because after taking him to a babysitter so I could go to work, I paid for a babysitter, food, clothes, gas, insurance, all these things. All I had left over was $150. So if I could make $200, I for sure could stay home. My very first month, I made $200. I was like, holy crap, is this real? I'm like, well, if I can make $200, then I can make $500. And then I pushed it to $500. This was in August. I got started, the end of August. By Christmas, I made enough money with this business, my son's second Christmas, to pay our rent. And not only pay our rent, all Christmas, all of it was paid for by this business. All of it. Now, remember, my previous Christmas was terrible. He had nothing. I felt like the worst mother in the history of the world. And 1 year later, because of this business, it was completely different. I remember my husband came in and I was wrapping gifts. Came in the living room and he goes, where'd you get the money for all this? And I'm like, it was my money. He goes, we probably have no money in our bank account now because I'm not good with the whole banking and whatever. We probably have nothing now. How are we going to do this? How are we going to afford to pay rent now? We cannot pay rent late. I said, go look at our bank account. Not only did I pay our rent, not only did I pay for Christmas in full, we had $450 positive in our account. Never have we ever had an extra $450 in our account. And he came in, looked at me, he goes, where did this come from? I said, honey, I paid for all of that with my money. And that was the first time that man said thank you. You see, 4 months did I listen to this man tell me I'd make more money working at Walmart. Why am I doing this? I remember getting my first paycheck and he came in looking over my head and I was checking my commissions and he said, how much is it? See, my first paycheck was $47, but I made $200 in wrap cash. And he did not know that. Because of course, when I got it, I had to go buy groceries with it, right? And he's like, you're working this hard for this much money? This is stupid. And I just said, listen, if you can't shut up, don't talk to me. Because I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing this to be with our son. I'm doing this to be with our son. I'm going to be a mother to our son. And this business is going to do this for me. I prayed for this gift. I prayed for this blessing. This did not come into my life for me to waste it. So it was the first time he said thank you. 2 months later, I had a four-figure paycheck. I completely replaced my full-time salon income. The next 2 months later, I had a five-figure paycheck. And my husband came in and he said, how much was your paycheck? And I told him and he didn't even know what to say. We high-fived. We didn't know what to say. I paid off $30,000 worth of debt. And with a 7 months of my business, $30,000 of debt paid off, and I had $10,000 saved up to put a down payment on our first home. Now, let me tell you something. There, people like me do not own homes. My mom is almost 50 years old, and she's never owned her first home. People like me do not own homes. We were drowning in debt. There's no, how would we pay off all this debt in order to get a house? But we did it because of this business. We were able to buy cars that start. I don't have to sit here and say, please start, please just start, please just start. You guys, we had people, we had three cars. Everybody's like, oh, you have three cars. Things aren't that bad. Honey, we got three cars because that one time only one works. That's why. Because he got a Honda for $90 from some random guy. It had pin hooks on the hood to keep the hood down, or else it would blow off when you're driving. Okay? This business can save you. You cannot sit here and say, I feel so bad for my babies. Oh, we have nothing. I'm on food stamps. I'm on all these things. My parents have to give me money. Oh, God, this life is so hard. This is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Are you waiting for the man himself to come down and smack you across the face with a box of wraps and tell you that this is real? Oh, but I know so many people who've gotten started and they quit. Who cares? People quit on relationships. They quit using their teeth whitening product. They quit working out. They quit mowing their lawns. Who gives a shit that someone quit this business? If you were dying, would you expect this person to also come save your life? Like if you could not pay your rent anymore and you were kicked out of your home on the streets, would that same person who quit this business be willing to scoop you up and put you in their home and put diapers on your baby? Probably not. So why the hell do you care that some random ass person started this business and they wasted their own $99? Okay? Let me just explain that to me. If I go buy some damn shoes from the mall and I come home and I never wear them, do I call up the mall and say, excuse me, Kohl's, you scammed me out of my $45 because I never put these shoes on my feet? No, because it's stupid. And it is just as stupid saying I'm investing into a business and blaming the business for not opening the doors. That's not how it works, guys. It's not how it works. Within 2 years, I brought my husband home. Within 2 years, I became a top 10 money earner. Within 2.5 years, I became a millionaire. And it just keeps going up. Because I said yes, over 50,000 people said yes to this business and this opportunity. And I have come from just so much fear and scarcity and lack and all these things. I've had labels put on me, people telling me, Jade, be quiet, you're weird. Jade, be quiet, no one likes you. Jade, be quiet, you're not smart, you're stupid. Jade, I think we should put you in stupid classes because you can't handle the classes that you're in. I've had people tell me that no one's gonna like people like me, that I'm not gonna amount to anything, that in order to be successful you have to go to college, that you're not gonna amount to anything. I have had so many labels placed upon my life. But that moment that baby was laid on my chest was the moment that I realized that God's purpose for me wasn't to feel sorry for myself about my journey. It was for me to say, guys, this is where I've been in my life. This is where you can go. But this is where you can go. Okay? My water's frozen. This is where you can go. If you want this bad enough, it doesn't matter what happens. You're going to make it. You're going to be successful. Guys, I worked this whole business from my phone. From my damn phone. I worked this business on a phone that I got for $39. A pay-as-you-go phone that I had to convert. Okay? I was successful not having gas to drive around. I did not have internet that worked. I was doing wrap parties at McDonald's. I went to McDonald's so many times. The manager brought me my first Frappuccino. He said, here, you're here every night. I don't know what you're doing. I bought myself a 49-cent water. Because you got to buy something to sit there. And I would sit there and I would work. And he brought me a Frappuccino because I was there so much. Tell me why you can't be successful. I want you to know that if you are sick and tired enough of your life, that you are, if you are drowning in fear, if you're drowning in debt, if you're sick and tired of looking at your husband and feeling like you owe him the world because he works full time so you can stay home with your kids. If you're afraid, maybe you're in a terrible relationship, and if you had your own money, if you're on your own foot to stand on, that you wouldn't even be with the person that you're with. Maybe you're sick and tired of having these slips come in the mail saying that you're about to get kicked out of your house, or, you know, you're about to have your electricity shut off, or maybe you're just not able to afford Christmas, or maybe you just want to be able to pay off debt. Maybe you just want some extra money so you can go to Disney. I don't give two shits what it is that you want to do, but what I want you to know is that this business is everything, and it can be every little thing to you. You just have to decide, am I brave enough to jump? Like, if I'm living this horrible life every single day and it's scary and I'm full of fear, what is taking $100 one time and putting it, investing into myself? What is taking the same money that I'm paying for cable? What is the same money that I'm, you know, paying to, you know, go and buy cigarettes, or, you know, or whatever, go out, you know, a couple nights a week with my girlfriends because I feel like I deserve a break from my life? What is taking this money from your phone bill, telling them, guys, it's Christmas, I gotta pay late, and they say okay, because just by the way, they do that, I know this because that's how I grew up and that's how I lived my life, and investing it into something more, I just don't know, then you must like the life that you live. Because what I know is that if I would not have done this, my life wasn't just staying, we weren't just living paycheck to paycheck, it was just slowly going down. I just wasn't willing to admit it. If you want to make some extra money, if you have a limited budget and a limited time, if you're not willing to go be away from your babies because the only other job that you could do is probably take up waitressing, this can be the answer for you. But you have to decide. I can't make you do this. I can't try to convince you. All I can say is that this is my story and this is where I've been. And I have hundreds of girls on my team that have made five-figure paychecks from this business. And that if you can't just trust that you prayed to God last night for a change, and now here I am speaking to you, God is not going to come down himself, okay? He's not going to just like all of a sudden come in front of you and just rain down money and say, here. He's going to make you work for it, because guys, at the end of the day, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want a change in your life? He's not going to play around with that. That's why you got to invest in it, okay? Because if something's free, you're not, there's no commitment. You gotta pay to get married. Guys, free. There's no commitment. You're not committing to anything. But if you're willing and ready to just change your life and just say, okay, let's just try it and do it. Because my friends who make fun of me, they're not gonna pay my bills. Because my family who thinks this is a joke, they're not gonna put diapers on my kids. Let's do it. Okay? Message me.